Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man. Ain't God good? Yeah, he is. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody today that you got to keep pressing forward, man. I know it gets difficult out there sometimes, but you got to keep pressing forward. There's nothing else for you to do. The option of quitting, turning back, giving up, it cannot be there. The thoughts can pop into your head, but when they do, you got to pray about it. But you got to keep pressing forward. You got to keep it moving, man. I don't care how dark and dirty it get for you. You got to somehow summon it up within you to keep it moving, to keep pressing forward. Because the only way you're going to get it is you got to stay in the race. You know, you've heard it said 1,000 times, the race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. You got to stay with it. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, you got to stay with it. Because quitting don't let you see the end result. Giving up don't let you see the end results. Turning back don't let you see the end. The only way to see the end results is you got to finish the race. You got to stay in the race because the victory may be nearer than it seems. There's a poem I learned in college under some stressful situations. I'll just say it like that. There is a stanza in this poem called Don't Quit that says, often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Now, that's just a stanza in it. The poem is much longer than that. I know the whole thing because I learned it. But I've always remembered that poem, that the goal is often nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And oftentimes the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, but then he learns too late when the night came down, how close he was to the golden crown. And there's a last stanza of the poem says, it may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. That poem is really, it's an unknown author to the poem. So if you want to look it up, it's called Don't Quit. The author is unknown. They never knew who it was. But, you know, I'm talking to you today from the standpoint of encouragement. I want to show you an analogy that I tripped on this morning when I was thinking about something I wanted. And I was thinking, you know, okay, if you have a job, the way you have to do your job forces you to do this. So you can't just randomly do this on your job. A job forces you to plan ahead a little bit. You know, a job requires that you go through the procedures in order for something to happen that you want to happen. Example, you want a vacation. You have to put in for that vacation. That's what it's called on your job. Just put in. You may dress it up some other way, but common sense. You have to put in. You got to do that because the job requires it. You got to put in for your vacation. If you want a promotion and you see it posted somewhere that we are now have a position opening, you got to put in for that. You just can't sit back and hope they pick you, because they're probably going to pick the person who wants it, who shows the initiative to go get it. So you have to put in for a promotion on a lot of jobs. If you want some days off, couple days here, couple days there, you got to put in for that. But all of these are things that you want. You want vacations. You want a day off here and there. You want some promotions. If you want a raise, you have to go in and request a raise. It requires an action on your part, on your job. And guess what? We've all accepted this is the way it's done. You want a raise, you have to put in for a raise. You want a raise, you got to go in and have a meeting and take a request so you can show your value to get the raise. You want a vacation time, you got to put in for that. And then they could tell you yay or nay. You want a promotion, same thing. You want some days off, same thing. Okay, that's the deal with your job. Well, that's the deal with your life, too. That exact picture that I painted for you that you're all so very much aware of, that you're very crystal clear on the rules and regulations that you have no problem following, them the same rules for your life. What you mean by that, Steve? You got to put in with God. You got to put in for what you want with God. And it's as simple as that. You put in. See? You know, you want some more of this, some more of that, you got to put in with God. You put in with your job. You go down there and ask that man what you want, and you ain't got no problem following the rules. Well, put in with God. What you want? What your list? What's your request? What do you really want? How much money are you really trying to make? Where you really trying to live? What kind of career and job would you really like to have? What kind of person would you really like to be? What type of family are you hoping and wishing for? Who is the person you want in your life? What type of person do you, what's the relationship you looking for? What you want, you got to put in for that. You got to put in, you got to go to God and put in for that. See, we'll follow the rules set up by us in a system, but we simple rules of putting in for your life, man. We don't even do that. I wish I would put in for a job and not put in for God. You got to be kidding me. You think this man that has this company has more to offer to you in terms of vacation promos and raises than God got for you for your life? Man, you keep putting too much faith in man. That's what's wrong with us. I sure hope he give me this raise. I sure hope. I don't even go to people with that. I go to God about it. Then God touch them people's hearts. Then when I walk in there, it's already done. That's how you capture this thing, folks. It's not a magic trick. It's just a real simple understanding. Why would you not put in with God if you're going to put in on your job? That don't make no sense. Where you get the job from? Where your job, where your boss get his position from? Where did this company come from? See, when you peel back the banana, it all make a lot of sense, don't it? It really does. And I'm just a common sense guy. You know, look, I don't have the education that a lot of people have. But I got a sure enough bunch of life experience, though. Oh, I've been getting smacked and knocked down the majority of my life. Oh, I may look good to you now out there, look like he got his shine going on. And I am grateful to God for my life that I got now, because this sure ain't the one I had. But I got news for you. It ain't the one I thought I was going to have till I put in for it. I ain't seen none of this till I put in for it. And you know, as I saw it shaping and forming, then I said, God, could that really be happening? I wonder if you could make me this. Lord, I was wondering, man, could I really have a syndicated radio show? Lord, I'm, make it happen. If it's in your will, I put in for it. I put in for it. Now, I'm working my tail off now because that's a part of it. See, but then God tells you that too. He says faith without works is dead. Oh, I'm working my behind off. But the big thing is I put in for it. So I got a bunch of more stuff that I done put in for God. I can't tell y'all what it is, but oh, Lord have mercy. I'm in line. I'm putting in for all the blessings that's due me. If God's passing out a raise in blessings, I'm lined up. He passing out a promotion, he's going to promote some more blessings, I'm lined up. He want to send me on a bigger vacation, I'm lined up. He passing out extra checks down at the job, I'm lined up because I'm putting in. Why don't you put in too? Come on, y'all. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have your attention, please. I'm going to need and require a little bit of help this morning to produce this show, as always, of course, but now so a little bit more. There's nothing wrong with me at all. I am suffering from what I've called voice fatigue. And this is it. And this is the best I got. And it's hurting me now. It's giving you my all. Ladies and gentlemen, the Steve Harvey Morning Show begins. Shirley Strawberry.
Oh, it is something wrong with you, all right. Good morning, Steve.
Oh, yeah, hey, Shirley, you ain't got to go in all that. Just say good morning.
Good morning, darling. Good morning.
Yeah. Carla Ferrell.
Good morning, crew. What's happening?
Hey, I'm Junior.
Morning up.
Yeah, okay.
Ben Junior. Ben Junior.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
Ben Junior.
J. Anthony.
Yeah, what up, Steve? Harvey, watch out there now.
King of pranks.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Let's get after it, Steve.
Junior's last day was yesterday of the D-Herbs cleanse. Junior, how much weight did you lose total?
18 pounds.
That's
Woo!
Good.
18 pounds.
That's good. Yeah.
Round of
and
applause.
You can see it, too.
Yeah.
I can definitely
and
see it.
Let me tell you what he did first. He came to work, had on a blue seersucker suit, white Air Jordans, Air Force Ones, whatever they wear, you know. He had on a white sweater shirt up under. Soon as he get to work, I've never seen Junior do this. I'm walking down the hallway with him and Brian. They got backpacks. They take the backpacks off. As soon as they take the backpacks, I ain't never seen Junior do it. Junior took a damn coat off, threw it over the chair. Junior got on a little tight white sweater, V-neck. I never knew Junior had shoulders, chest muscles. Junior walking up, seeing all this here. I said, wait, man. But he been brand new, and I think some of you have run into it.
Steve, I work with it every day. I notice it. It's not as much fun as I had with Fat Junior that I did have
Fat Junior
with Thin Junior. Thin Junior.
He
Fat Junior. Oh, Hollywood.
Was he fat?
Oh, my God. Well, Fat Junior would buy us chicken.
Yeah.
Fat Junior would go happy. Get chicken. He would go get chicken.
Yeah.
Anybody want chicken? I want chicken. I'm going to get chicken today. All right, I'll be back. Come out with raw chicken, cook them right in the room. Mm. He cook them right there, but not Thin Junior. And, you know, he Hollywood. You bring up food, I don't eat that no more.
Oh, has he said this yet?
Oh, a lot.
I'm a vegan now.
I'm vegan now. And he says it low to hurt your feelings. Like, then let's get chicken. I don't eat chicken no more. you can't hear him.
Yeah.
How about some fries? I don't eat fries.
Wow. Oh. So you're done with fries, Junior?
I don't eat that no more. No, fries.
I eat different type of fries now.
You know what I'm saying?
They're baked. They're not even potatoes.
It's baked.
Who the hell eat baked fries?
No more McDonald's fries?
What? Hey, I'm reassessing my life.
I'm reassessing your life.
Because, you know, he's having a big birthday in July.
Yeah, man. 30-40. You
know, it's way more to it than this, y'all.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
what
a lot.
Is it? Is it what? Some love attached to it?
No, I got some more stuff for you. Right after the break, I'll tell you about it. We'll be back with Mo, Fat Junior versus Skinny Junior.
We'll be back at 32 after the hour.
I love it. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
it's time for something funny. And Steve, before we left, you were going to tell us. We were talking about Junior. He's lost an enormous amount of weight on the D-Herbs total body cleanse, full body cleanse. And you look great, Junior.
Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
18 pounds.
Can I just say something real quick? Steve knows it too. Yeah. It goes from 13 to 15 to 18. Tomorrow it'll be 26 pounds. It goes up like every day. It goes up like.
It's going to be at 20 by the middle of the week.
60 pounds probably by Friday. He's lost 60.
Of this week?
Yeah, this week. Listen how the number go up. Go ahead.
Come on, Steve. You were telling us about Fat Junior versus Skinny Junior.
So I've noticed now, like, you know, when I'm doing my talk show.
Right. Yeah.
Junior normally stand over there behind the cameras to my far right.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, with the writers and all of that.
Jay,
they all stand over there. So, you know, sometimes, like, doing the show on a commercial break, I go to the restroom, which is backstage. Mm-hmm. I go backstage all this week. Junior in the back sitting on the stool surrounded by girls.
Oh, he done posted up.
Oh, dog, he's back there, but sitting on the stool with his legs crossed.
That's called posting up.
On a
right
bar
there.
Stool with his legs crossed, wagging his leg.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, Steve. Was Fat Junior ever back there when you went
Hell
back?
Hell no.
So he has changed.
Shirley, Skinny Junior. It's amazing watching him, how hard he be grinning in them girls' faces.
That's Skinny Junior, right, Steve?
Yeah, Skinny Junior. You know, he used to try to stay out the way.
Right. So humble with it. Yeah,
you could humility. Almost see a couple of self-esteem issues.
You picked up on that.
What? You know what I picked up on, Steve? Skinny Junior runs. You never saw Fat Junior run. You never saw him.
I'd be trotting down the hallway.
Yeah. Wow.
So he'd be crossing his legs. Oh, Fat Junior didn't
on the stool. Fat Junior leg couldn't cross on no stool. He fell off that damn thing.
So what is Skinny Junior saying to the ladies, Steve?
You know, just back there, just jokes. You know, he got jokes. He's funny. So, you know, they just be standing around, just be laughing.
Has he mentioned the Emmy nomination? Has he mentioned?
You know, they all got an Emmy, you know, the whole show.
So,
you know,
you can't throw that around.
He can't use that because that's the whole show was nominated. So he can't use that.
So what else
but be back there. And they just all be kikiing at Junior. Junior tell his joke and then he laugh his damn self.
He stand up and run around.
Oh, man. That type of smile where you see his whole, all his teeth.
And tonsils, all of that. Uh-huh.
He what my mama used to say, so you just back that back grinning. Huh? So that's when you grinning so hard, you showing the back of your teeth.
It's called back grinning.
So you just back that back grinning. That's how cute she was. Huh?
Wow.
You even talking different.
Yeah,
right
he talks
now.
Different.
I don't understand.
This Memorial Weekend coming up. No barbecue. No.
I'm working in Atlanta this next weekend.
Okay.
So, but what you gonna eat? You gotta eat.
I don't know. You know.
He knew Fat Junior knew what he was gonna eat.
Did Skinny Junior? Did he like text you guys pictures of his meals and stuff like lettuce wraps and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Lettuce tacos. I got a lot of that from Junior.
He didn't send that to me.
Oh, you didn't get the
Oh no,
that's, I got
he
all
didn't
of
want
that.
Me to know how he was doing.
I got all of that.
He's just the one that gets me. He's green drink. Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day is a green beverage.
That's $15 right there.
Well, you know, what is your life worth? I mean, if I'm gonna be a millionaire, it ain't the sense of being sick. Yeah. Ain't that right, up?
Your voice,
ain't
man.
That right, up? Am I right?
Okay, Junior, I see you listening.
Yeah. Why is he gonna be sick?
Junior asked me one time, he said, they be in here taking your blood, they be in here bringing you food, they packing your supplements. Unc, how much all this cost? I said, Junior, a guy taught this to me one time. This guy makes about, I guess he makes $3 million a year, I guess. And he told me one time, he said, I spend 10% of my income on health, minimum. So he said he takes $300,000 a year that goes towards trainers, nutrition, stretchers, supplements, all that stuff. I said, wow, you spend $300,000 a year? He said, Steve, that's not a big number to you. So let me just ask you something. You got the two most important things in your life is your time and your health. You've always said that, right? I said, right. He said, so why would you not spend a portion of your money to stay healthy?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
He said, 10% of your income towards your health.
So you told Fat Junior that?
And Buddy, look here.
Ran with it.
Bought D-Herbs kits, hiring people, nutritionists.
Ran with it.
Okay.
Now, well, Skinny Junior just fed it back to me this morning. Right, Unc?
Well, Junior, that's good. Your health is important.
You know what? Thanks, Shirley. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't say
why
that before.
But why does he whisper now?
I don't know.
That's the Junior.
Is it sexy? What is
Well, Tommy, it's not that. The fact that I talk like this because I don't want to get my blood pressure up because I almost had that at Fat Junior. Skinny Junior don't really, it's not a rush. Yeah, I don't rush no more. I'm enjoying this. You know?
What is Junior from Houston, Texas?
Who is that, Junior? Who is that?
Oh, yeah, he is really changed.
Who is that?
Yeah. You changed.
Who is that? You mean collard green eating Junior? Ham hock eating Junior? Pig feet by the pound Junior? Huh? You talking about him?
But okay, he's Junior, gone. Now you have to enjoy life a little bit. I mean, no ice cream anymore? No.
Sure. Yes. Bluebell, I will always have in my life.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you heard the motto. We eat all we can and we settle. We're not in it for profits.
Okay.
I'm going to eat ice cream.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you, Skinny Junior.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome. Coming up next, you know it's Monday. I know, right?
Coming up at the top
it is
of the
time
hour,
for Church
guys.
Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam there in the building.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It broke down a lot of
right after this.
We'll
you're listening.
That.
And, of course, last night's Billboard Music Awards, where Janet Jackson, the one and only, received the Icon Award. But right now, it is time for the Reverend and the Deacon. They are here with Church Complaints.
Oh, Lord. wasn't really ready for that.
Nah, don't worry about it, Pastor. Hang in there.
Don't have my regular Deacon. Regular Motown voice.
That's all right.
Motown went a little Sony Epic Columbia on him and really wore his ass out. So we the best that I can. But we are here again, gathered for Church Complaints. Mm-hmm. What is it, D?
Pastor, today we have. Sister Vera Jean Gladmore is finally getting her beard cut. She has gotten tired of the members calling her Deacon Vernon instead of Vera. Pastor, she is requesting 5 cases of Magic Shave to get the entire beard off.
I was thinking more of a fundraising event with her. I was going to put her in a cage in the basement of the church and have people pay $2 to see the bearded lady.
Well, now that
and
is...
raise money like for the building fund.
Like at the circus or like carnival?
Exactly, yeah. At the circus.
Okay. Mm.
So it's a fundraiser.
Or we could have her up and back like doing car wash.
Right.
Have her at the end behind a drape.
Yeah.
You're wrong for that.
I can bring this up to her, but she's really focusing on getting the Magic Shave on and getting the beard off. But that's
well, run that by first before we spend that money on the Magic Shave. We're not gonna get a case.
Well, now she needs more than a case, Pastor, to get all that hair off.
Well, see, first you have to shave it down, nephew. Then you use Magic Shave. You don't put it
excuse
on just the ends.
Excuse me. That's Deacon. It's not nephew. It's Deacon.
Oh.
Oh, okay, well, I was out of character.
Get it together, Reverend.
Here's something that you need to know, Pastor. Sister Dakonda Jenkins and Brother Levante Rivers are scheduled to be married in 3 weeks. Instead of you doing the wedding, they are requesting Bishop Curry, who just did the royal wedding for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They want him as well as 30 men on horses escorting him to the reception as they ride in a carriage.
Yes.
Well. Look like I won't be doing the wedding, huh?
Really, Pastor?
Well, I'm just saying this. Good luck in getting outside or help with this wedding. You might can get the preacher that did
Bishop
Meghan
Curry.
Markle with. Man, you might be able to. I don't know him. Mm. But you may be able to pull some strings, come up with the necessary fee. But I tell you what, you're not going to have 30 damn horses, though. That won't happen. I bet you don't have money for that.
Mm. All right, I'll pass the word on, Pastor. Listen, Beyonce just bought a new
30 dogs.
Dogs? Don't nobody want. That's not elegant, that Pastor. The elegance is when the horses and...
Elegance costs money, Deacon.
I understand. I'm just telling you what they wanted for their wed.
What?
Now, listen. Beyonce just bought a church in New Orleans for $850,000. The members have had an emergency meeting and want to put the JPJJ up for sale for a cool million. But they're also throwing you in on the deal as well.
Oh.
If this sells, I'm just letting you know I'll be starting my own church with the money and the members are going with me.
Whoa. Well, let me enlighten you to something. If they throw me in the deal and pay the million, I'm going to get the million. They can close the ragged ass church. And you can start whatever church you want to, wherever you want to. You let somebody pay a million for this hill and see don't I take it.
All right, man. I'm just saying, we going to be calling Beyonce about buying the church.
I don't think Beyonce going to buy another one.
Well, some people have, you think there's something wrong with having a chain of churches? A chain of churches?
See, chain, you trying to act like we fast food. That's not what we are.
Franchise.
You can't franchise churches.
They did it with the chicken, but all right.
We don't have chicken.
I know. Here's something you need to know, Pastor. The church robes have now been converted with the pins in them.
Wow.
The choir would be singing a marathon concert to raise money for their summer trip to Jerusalem. Members are complaining and saying this concert is going to stink. It's up to you to fix this one, Pastor. Once again.
Well, I understand, though, need for the choir to have a marathon concert. And I do understand the application of the pins inside of the robe.
Yeah, they built in now.
Mm-hmm. How did they do? You step into the robe.
Step into the robe, and you actually you're stepping into the pin as you.
I mean, right. Kind of like a jumper.
Yeah, and you zip it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's gonna be interesting. If Sister Bernice needs help with her robe. I'll assist her to step down in hers, because Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Lord.
The onion on that woman. Lord.
What?
Jesus. This is God our Father. Creator of the onion. And I'm not talking about the one down at Outback either.
The blooming onion. That's the blooming onion.
I'm talking about the original blooming onion. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lord, it'll make you cry.
I'll put tears in your eyes.
All right, Pastor. Sister Glenda Frazier will be doing her Suge Avery song and dance. She's asking that all the men come out and make it rain this Wednesday night at the juke joint around the corner. She said you gave her $100 the last time.
Excuse me?
I gave her $100 to stop. Because she might have been doing the Suge Avery dance, but she looked just like Suge Knight.
Wrong Suge.
Now, I just learned something that it was Suge Avery this whole time. Because I swear to God, I thought it was Suge Knight.
Not Death Row, Pastor.
Death Row Suge Knight looked just like him. Scared me to death. So that $100 I gave her was to stop. Get out.
Right.
Girl, I got a visual.
Just like it. Oh, Lord help me.
Before we go, Pastor, we have one quick announcement from Adnoid.
You going to start or let me know when you gonna change the announcement here?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pastor. That was all my church complaints, though. That was. Okay, I only give you five at a time.
Adnoid, go ahead.
Thank you so much for letting me have that. There'll be a meeting. There'll be a meeting right after service. Blonde hair, black roots. If you'd like to participate, blonde hair, black roots. It'll be meeting room 5.
That's gonna be crowded.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty packed.
All right, listen. Entertainment news. It's coming up at the top of the hour, Billboard Music Awards and the history-making royal wedding. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The history-making royal wedding was...
What?
Yeah, it was Saturday. Prince Harry married Meghan Markle, and now they are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Sussex, England, I guess. There was no shortage of special moments from the A-listers in attendance. There was George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, Serena Williams,
Elton
Victoria,
John.
And
okay,
David
can
Beckham.
Can I say this to
yes.
you?
Yes.
What?
Did you see
Come on.
The outfit and earrings Oprah Winfrey had on?
No.
Yes.
Shut your damn mouth. The first thing Marjorie said was, wait a minute. Hold up. Will you look at her damn earring, Steve? And I'm sitting there going, what are you showing me? Open right. earring.
Uh-huh. Those she diamonds.
Said, look at her earrings. Mm-hmm. Shut it down, Oprah. Shut it down.
Come on, Marjorie.
Yeah, she had a Stella McCartney dress, designed her dress.
Yeah.
Oprah had one dress. It was... beige, but it came out too white, so she didn't want to wear that because you don't wear white to weddings.
White.
So Stella McCartney made her a dress in like a couple of days, and that's what she wore to the
but
wedding.
But Steve, you didn't see it?
That they if didn't you'd see
no, it. I didn't see it. Though.
You need to Google the prince's jacket. Steve,
that,
that
was
jacket
cold.
Was
oh,
cold.
That was
oh,
cold.
It was
hold
so
up,
fly.
Homeboy had
I saw his jacket.
It was so fly.
God. You talking about with the cut ruffles
yeah,
on the outside?
Yeah, man.
Straight him.
He was so fly.
I'm talking about straight. He was so black.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
When he walked up the stair to the chapel, everything, you would think it was a brother.
Yeah. You know what? And more people.
He had swag, didn't
more
he?
People watch the wedding that will admit to watching the wedding.
Yeah, especially guys.
Oh, no, I watched
it. Usually
watched
guys it. Don't admit
yeah,
it, but
admit
no,
it.
This one was fun.
Oh, I see Oprah now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I watched
it. It was great, man.
The hat is fly.
The hat is
yeah.
fly.
You know.
Yeah, she looked beautiful.
Yeah. I'm she said about she had the hat since 2005, but. She just refurbished
then,
put some new feathers on it and stuff. Yeah.
Everybody was so clean. Uh-huh. Boy.
And mm-hmm. you know who else was there? Idris Elba and his fiance. Yes.
Fiance.
Looking so dapper. Mm-hmm. Looking so dapper. Yeah.
Sabrina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sabrina. Yeah. But it was great. I mean, it really was.
So here's
I was absolutely stunned they didn't ask me to come.
do you know Meghan Markle?
You don't know them.
Have you ever watched an episode of Suits?
Mm-mm. Hey, there you go.
There you go, right there, Steve.
Do you know the Queen? Do you know Prince Harry?
Nah.
Prince William?
But you still surprised.
But this is stunning.
Stunned.
Prince Charles?
But never met him.
But the Queen?
William? You know the Queen?
Prince Philip. Maybe Prince Philip.
I don't know nobody live in London.
Prince Charles.
You gotta get you some princes, though.
But you're still stunned.
appalled.
The Fresh
actually.
Prince of Bel Air.
I wasn't invited. I'd be damned.
What would you have worn, Steve? Let's
me and the prince would have been battling.
He's the groom.
Oh, girl. How to find out what he was wearing and wore that plus wore that with gold sleeves.
That jacket is fly.
That jacket
is
fly.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna see that jacket at the swap meet Tuesday. Watch. They're gonna knock that jacket off so quick, man.
But it was a great. It was such a beautiful ceremony.
And you know,
I
normally don't like weddings, but I watched.
Oh yeah, really. I can't believe you watched, Jay.
No, it was not.
You probably turned it off right before the
vows. I had the sound out.
Yeah. All right, Janet Jackson was on fire last night at the Billboard Awards. She looked really good. You know, we have time now to catch up with today's national news. Steve, please introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. And yes, we did have an eventful weekend. In the wake of yet another mass school shooting, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is saying that while he supports stricter background checks for gun buyers, that there are also too many doors and windows in the schools.
There are too many entrances and too many exits to our over 8,000 campuses in Texas. But if we can protect a large office building or a courthouse or any major facility, maybe we need to look at limiting the entrance and the exits into our schools.
Patrick also blames abortion, divorce, and violent video games. He says arming teachers would be a good thing, too. On Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers are afraid, apparently, that they may lose Senate and House seats in the November election, reportedly pressing as hard and fast as they can to appoint as many right-wing federal judges as they can. A North Carolina councilwoman being criticized in some quarters for a Twitter post where she compares police officers to terrorists. Charlotte Democratic Councilwoman LaWanna Mayfield sent out a tweet on March 26 that said, quote, being black under President Donald Trump, quote, has created homegrown terrorists wearing blue uniforms. Now, critics are calling on the councilwoman to resign. However, she tweets, quote, I have and continue to be one of the strongest supporters of law enforcement, but I will not turn a blind eye to corruption, assaults, and the killings of unarmed black and brown people, unquote. The Department of Justice has announced that its inspector general has been asked to expand his review of surveillance tactics allegedly used on the Trump presidential campaign. President Trump's been asserting on Twitter that both the DOJ and the FBI placed a confidential informant inside the Trump campaign. The lava flow from the Kilauea volcano now causing air quality problems for the people on Hawaii's Big Island, which is called Hawaii. Scientists say there's a lava haze which can cause eye, lung, and skin irritation. So a lot of folks are abandoning the island for now. In case you were somewhere under a rock this weekend, you need to know that Prince Harry of England and Meghan Markle of the U.S. are now married after a beautiful ceremony at Windsor Castle that mixed a bit of old and new in British and American traditions. They're officially now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Some of the wedding guests included Oprah Winfrey, Idris Elba, Serena Williams, Mr. and Mrs. George Clooney, and Elton John, among the others. By the way, at the Billboard Awards last night, yes, Janet Jackson, this is unbelievable to me. She became only the first black woman to be given Billboard's Icon Award. I mean, you know, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. I mean, taking nothing away from Janet. I love Janet. But just believe it or not, Janet Jackson, the first black woman to be given a Billboard Icon Award. Oh, well. Tops of the box office this weekend, Deadpool 2.
We're going to form a super duper group. We need them tough, morally flexible, and young enough to carry their own franchise for 10 to 12 years.
We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right.
Deadpool brought in $125 million more in entertainment. Today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle made history. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, someone said the Duke and Duchess of Success.
Yeah. Okay. it, huh?
Right. Their royal wedding was transformative for the British monarchy. Chicago native Bishop Curry stole the show. The Duchess Meghan Markle is very proud. She's a very proud biracial woman. She's mentioned that several times. And she included her culture and her heritage in the wedding.
It's a great way to mix it up. Yeah.
Bishop Curry delivered a sermon talking about the power of love. Yeah, he quoted Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Here, take a listen.
The late Dr. Martin Luther King once said, and I quote, "We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we do that, we will make of this old world a new world. For love is the only way. There's power in love. Don't underestimate it. Don't even over-sentimentalize it. There's power in love. If you don't believe me, think about a time when you first fell in love. The whole world seemed to center around you."
All right, Bishop Curry.
All right, Bishop Curry. Yeah. A little long-winded.
Yeah, a lot of controversy about it. I mean, I thought it was powerful. Yeah. I mean, anytime you talk about love,
it's powerful.
But you
knew he was going to be long.
No, he was not long. He was right on time. What black pastor you know ever said, "I'm going to sit down on time"?
No.
"As I take my seat."
Yes.
"One more moment."
Yeah.
"Let me make this point.
I won't be long."
What'd you think,
Steve?
But
we're talking about the power of love.
What'd you think, Steve?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what we do. I don't expect anything less.
Yeah, I'm proud.
You know, ain't no need to be in controversial about the man being over there. Ain't nobody asked y'all to go. Hell, he good.
He did a good job.
I thought he did an excellent job.
Right. Anybody ought to be angry not being over there. It's me.
How
the hell I didn't get invited?
Again, have you seen one episode of Suits?
Shirley, I don't know nobody in England.
No, Suits is filmed over here. Or we're in Toronto. Yeah.
No, but I'm just, I don't know none of them. Mm-hmm. I just want to be appalled that I wasn't asked to come.
So it was a lot of controversy, Steve. People were saying that Reverend Bishop Curry was too long. That wasn't the place for his speech. He talked to his sermon where he talked about slavery. He also mentioned slavery. He talked to, you know, quoted Reverend Dr. King, but I thought it was.
I thought he did
well,
a good job.
Look,
yeah.
It was look, powerful. Look, just a little long. It could have been long. I don't know. I didn't see it. Here's the deal. 16. Here's a man who takes a major platform, stage, world stage, and gets to make some announcements.
Yeah.
And that love part was really for the bride. She's taken a lot of heat for being biracial. And marrying into the royal family. It's a lot of folk got problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of folks. So I think he spoke to that. And you gotta hit him from all angles. I'm cool with it.
And I wasn't
there, so I was good.
Yeah, and they said he wasn't just talking to the people at the wedding. He was speaking to the world. Yes. He really was.
Trying to find me a white duchess. Go right ahead.
Hit us up, please, on all social media. I'm ignoring what you just said, Jay. Steve Harvey FM comment, okay? Take your comments there. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will continue this conversation on a history-making royal wedding right about 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Social media and the world is buzzing about the royal wedding. I thought it was so beautiful. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made history by including the British Kingdom Gospel Choir. They sang Stand By Me.
They were awesome. Yeah, they ripped it up.
Yeah. They had a very talented royal wedding cellist there. Yeah. He was an awesome young man. I think he was, 19 years old?
And who was the little boy in the back, Shirley, that was grinning?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, that was her best friend's twin.
He was photo bombing, man.
The one that was carrying her train, helping her with her train. Yeah. That was her best friend's. She's a set of twins. That was one of them. Plus, they were talking about Bishop Michael Curry's sermon. Steve, you were saying, did you want to finish your point about Bishop Curry?
No, I just thought it was cool. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, talking about he was too long and all like this. Yeah. He might have been, but he took advantage of the stage to make some statements to the world about Martin Luther King, about love, about people accepting people. Because this girl took a lot of hits over there. And her husband came to her defense. I mean, he's real strong about it.
He shut it down.
But it's
a lot
of people over there. The tabloids been eating her up about biracial. They talked about her mama being a dreadlock wearing woman from the wrong side of the tracks.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, they done all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
People called her mother her nanny.
Really?
Yeah. She said when she was a little girl, people referred to her mom as a nanny. Well, she's heard people call her mom the N-word.
She's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
Her mom's very well educated.
You're a rich one now.
Well, if I'm the prince now, though, and I hear all that right there, somebody's going to. And as they said in the medieval days, heads will roll.
Off with their heads.
Will roll.
Off with their heads.
Your grace.
But when you call an N-word now, bow your head.
Okay. Curtsy, all of that. But it was a great wedding. I mean, so many people came out to wish them well. I mean, I didn't see anything.
Has there been a movie for that? Like a major television movie?
Lifetime. Yeah, on Lifetime. How they met. They met on a blind date. All of that, The stuff that she, talked about.
Nobody ever showed up that fine on a blind date for me.
Never.
Ever.
Just ugly.
Just ugly.
Yeah. One of their friends
I met George Wallace's mama on a blind date.
One of their friends set them up on a blind date.
Wish that was blind.
Yeah. On the date. Walked past my date one time, Jay. I didn't even know it was for me.
great story. I'm happy.
Yeah, it really is a great story. And she's beautiful, and I'm so happy for her. And she's going to, I mean, she knows that the role that she's taking on, that she, you know, she's a role model for a lot of young black girls, you know, that look up to her now. She knows, you know, what all the pressure and the responsibility that this has she's taken, you know.
She sprinkled some.
Yeah, no honeymoon. They're not going to take a honeymoon. She wants to get started on her royal duties right away.
You don't need no honeymoon. Look where she live now. You don't need no honeymoon.
But, I mean, they're going to take one a little later, I think. But, she wanted to keep the press. Because the press is so on them right now.
What do you mean no honeymoon?
Not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
That's what they said. Not right now.
They'll have a wedding night, Jay. That was a couple of nights ago. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure they're good.
Yeah. they have a lifetime together.
You think
they
okay? Yeah, I think they're good.
You think they did it?
And you know what? She also broke tradition with the when they had the reception. She gave a speech.
Oh.
Yeah, they said she was very moved to thank the royal family for how they've welcomed her and been so kind to her mom and all of that. So she gave a speech, and usually they don't do that.
I mean, from Compton to over there. Isn't that great?
That's
the name of the movie.
Yeah, from Compton to over there.
Yeah. They have a picture circulating on social media when she was very young. She went to London. She took a picture.
Oh, yeah.
In front of Buckingham Palace, and now
who knew?
Can you believe it?
I'm back!
That's unreal.
Hey, man.
Well, Steve. And so you're a little salty because you weren't invited again, Steve?
We doing teeth sucking.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
You got to meet some kings and queens, man.
The kings of comedy.
The
kings
of comedy. Right at the Royal West.
Come on, boy. See what I'm saying?
Perfectly. All right, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call. It's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, is he my kid's daddy or granddaddy?
Wow.
Uh-oh. But right now, the nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Good Lord. Well, you know, we're going to do this since the wedding.
Okay.
I said it. Oh, my God, I said it. Mm-hmm. This is Wedding in Jamaica, Queen. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Ivan, please.
He's not in at the moment. This is Janice. Can I help you?
My name is Mark. I'm calling from a travel agency.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I actually have some information for him. He just finished paying his last payment as far as you all's trip. Now, you guys are getting married, going on a honeymoon. Is that right?
Right. Next month, April.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, I got your information for you, and I wanted to make sure the mailing address was correct so I could mail you guys flight tickets out, as well as a few forms and things like that, so you guys would be pretty much well taken care of.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Are you pretty excited about this?
Oh, I'm excited. Very excited. I can't tell you.
Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you what. In April, I tell you, Jamaica, Queens is going to be a great place. The snow will have burned off by then, and it'll be pretty much the summer coming around, you know?
Snow? Jamaica, Queens? No, we're going to Ocho Rios in Jamaica. You know, the islands, the water.
Wait.
There's no snow.
Okay, well, hang on. I've been working with Ivan on this for quite some time. I actually have you guys booked to go to Jamaica, Queens.
No, there has to be some sort of mistake because we're going to Ocho Rios. So.
Okay, but that's not what I have. I mean, I have Jamaica, Queens. I have New York.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I don't know if you pulled up the wrong person.
No,
you're Ivan
and Janice, right?
I'm sorry?
Ivan and Janice, and you guys are going out the second weekend in April. Is that correct?
That's correct, but we're going to Ocho Rios.
No, I have you guys scheduled for Jamaica, Queens.
There's a problem then, because I'm not getting married there. Love New York, but I'm not getting married there. So what do we need to do?
I don't know what to do at this point right now, Miss Janice.
I need you to figure that out because I'm getting married next month.
And I understand I understand that. But I have worked diligently with your fiance, so to speak, and I got you guys scheduled for Jamaica, Queens. I have the hotels booked.
Apparently somebody dropped the ball, and I know it was not Ivan. I know it was not him. Love New York, but that's not where I'm getting married.
I understand what you're saying now.
Okay.
I'm letting you know, because you're raising your voice at me. I'm letting you know that Ivan has scheduled this, and you guys are scheduled in Jamaica, Queens.
Okay, you don't let me know where I'm getting married. We've written you checks, so I need you to correct the problem. And I will continue to raise my voice until you or somebody at your damn, wherever you are, corrects the problem.
Listen,
I'm
ma'am.
Getting married in Ocho Rios. Ocho Rios.
I have scheduled you. Okay.
You're not going to yell at me.
I'm going to try. I'm
You've
trying
already
to keep
messed
my composure,
up my reservations,
okay?
And now you're yelling at me?
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to keep my composure. Now,
okay,
I've been working with
superior?
Your fiance, and it's been Jamaica, Queens.
We're done. I need to talk to your superior. I'm sorry. We spent way too much money. I'm getting married next month, and you're calling and telling me that I need somebody else on the phone.
Okay.
I need somebody
hang
else on
Let
the phone.
See if I can rectify
you need to tell me
problem.
Where you are, because I'm going to come where you are. Where are you?
If
Hello?
You give me a moment, I'm pulling up to see if I can get some flights out to Ocho Rios, okay?
Okay. I did not believe this last minute. Oh, I told him to go. Oh, my God. What
okay,
I
ma'am,
doing?
The flights are completely booked that week. Well,
you need to make something
unless
happen.
You're trying to, unless you want to get a private jet for $50,000 or $60,000, ma'am, there's no way I can get you in or out of Ocho Rios.
We've already paid you $50. Make it happen. You need to make something happen, okay? I'm being nice. You don't want to talk to Ivan, so trust me, you need to make something happen. Get back on your little computer. Call somebody else in the room.
I'll continue
you
to
need
sit
to
here and
out.
Try to be nice with
work
you and
out.
Tell you. You continue to raise your voice at me. Now you're using profanity at me. Your is going to Jamaica, Queens.
Listen to me. It was your job to take care of transportation for us to get from the U.S. to Ocho Rios, from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. However that's supposed to handle it happened, you were supposed to handle it.
And I handled it. Your man said you guys were going to Jamaica, Queens, and that's what I took for. Now, maybe he said.
I never said Jamaica, Queens. We were very clear, and I know he was very clear. I'm being very clear right now. If you just listen to me, you have one job. How you screwed that up, I do not know, but I need you to make it happen. I need
it's
you to
not going
it
to happen. You're going to Jamaica, Queens. Maybe you are his queen, and he's taking you to Jamaica, but that's not how he said it.
Listen, you simple. I'm not getting married in New York. You understand me. Don't mention New York one more time in this conversation. I swear, do not mention New York.
Why am I not going to mention New York when that is the actual ticket I have you scheduled for?
Because you screwed that up and you can already correct it. Get on the computer and correct it. Figure it out. Your job is, listen to me, your job is from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. Focus on that. Work it out. Make it happen.
Babe, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you, okay?
I need you, first of all, to stop yelling at me. What the kind of customer service do you people think this is? I asked you earlier in this conversation to get somebody else on the phone if you cannot help me. Now, what I need you to do is figure out how you going to get me from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay, and I'm not getting on a boat. Don't bring up boats. Don't bring up New York. I need you to work this out. Don't tell me where I'm going to spend my honeymoon.
You're
going to
spend your honeymoon in Jamaica, Queens, New York. Your fiance made a mistake. I'm not going to pay for the mistake, okay?
Hold,
and
hold,
I don't have a flight available
phone,
to put you on.
Phone,
how can we fix something like
that? My fiance gets home. Do you hear me? Are you listening to me?
I can't work it out. I've already told you there's nothing available. Can you get it through your idiotic head?
Did you just call me idiot? Look. I need you to get somebody else on this phone. I promise you I'm about to reach through this phone and snatch you up by your neck. Who the hell are you talking to me like this?
This is the kind of service you get when you make mistakes and don't know where the hell you want to go.
We didn't make a mistake, and we know exactly where we want to go, and you are not listening to me. Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. Do you understand? Do you
understand one thing. Here's something I need you to understand. Are you listening to me?
Yes, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Cindy, who is your matron of honor.
Oh, God. This is not funny. This is not funny at all. I'm getting married next month. Oh, my God. My hands are shaking. Oh, my God. Do you know if I could have found you? Oh my God. I'm going to kick her.
What y'all think?
Love it.
You play, how you feel about it?
You play, boy.
Play a little too much.
Yeah. One day.
Thank you, Nephew Tommy. Listen, last night was the Billboard Music Awards.
Girl,
and
yes.
It was so good. Salt and Pepper performed with En Vogue, yes, to commemorate the 30th anniversary of them becoming the first female rap artist to hit the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
Oh, that was everybody's theme song. Yeah. And then, get ready. Come on. You ready? Wait for it. Wait for it. Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson,
if you nasty, baby, won the Icon Award celebrating her career and her accomplishments. Congratulations to Miss Janet Jackson. Take a listen.
I'm deeply humbled and grateful for this award. I believe that for all the challenges, for all our challenges, we live at a glorious moment in history. It's a moment when, at long last, women have made it clear that we will no longer be controlled, manipulated, or abused.
All right, Janet was on fire. We love her. Congratulations again. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Subject, is he my kid's daddy or granddaddy? Ooh. You heard me. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need any advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
Step up to the mic.
No, yeah, of course. Wasn't really care.
He's still mad he didn't go to the wedding.
Yeah.
Salty. The royal comedy ain't at the royal wedding. Next to the queen.
No, I ain't mad I didn't go. I'm mad I wasn't invited.
Invited. Yeah.
But
oh,
I was going to turn him down.
Yeah. Oh. You wouldn't have went?
If you're invited, you got to go.
You got to go to that, huh?
Yeah, that's history.
What is we talking about it for?
You just wanted to be able to say, no, I have a prior engagement.
Man, my wife would have killed me.
Yes.
Man, she would have killed me. We ain't going to the wedding. We not going to what wedding? I got to work, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You not going
You're
to
right. You know Marjorie wanted to go.
You could have took the whole set over there and had Family Feud with the royal family.
I don't know anyone who didn't want to go to that wedding.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, is he my kid's daddy or granddaddy? Dear Stephen Shirley, as nephew Tommy would say, buckle up and hold on tight. He just said it. For real this time, there's no easy way to explain my situation. I am a 28-year-old married woman. I married my high school sweetheart, and we have six kids. But I'm not sure who my kid's father is. Here's why. 10 years ago, I lost my parents in a bad accident, and living without them was unbearable for me. I started drinking, partying, and having sex all of the time with different men. I was a mess. My boyfriend had no idea about my secret sex life. One night when I was drunk, I went to my boyfriend's house looking for him and ended up having sex with his father. His dad and I had amazing sexual chemistry, so we continued to have sex for years. I got pregnant with my first child, and my boyfriend and I got married. Since I've been married, I've only had sex with my husband and his dad. I do not use protection with my husband, and I do not use protection with his dad. Recently, my husband's dad and I ended our affair because it was getting harder to sneak around. I also stopped drinking and decided to get my life together so I can be a better wife and a great mom. But the first thing I need to do is figure out who the daddy of each of my kids. Who is the daddy of each one of my kids? Is it my husband or is it his father? I love my husband dearly and I don't want to lose him. His love and support got me through the worst part of my life. I need to tell him about my affair with his dad and I need to get him to do a DNA test. My kids deserve to know who their dad is, right? But I don't want to ruin the relationship that my husband has with his dad, so how do I approach this? Please help.
Well, God!
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of those moments. Yeah. You're going to ruin the relationship. I mean, no doubt about it. If you tell, you're going to do that. I mean, I don't even know why you put that in the letter, because that's definitely going to happen. You know, I'm sorry that you lost your parents 10 years ago. You know, that's why they have counseling and stuff like that, so people can work on those kinds of issues and not use drinking and sex and things like that to get through it. That's what you did. That's what happened. This is really crazy. I'm glad you've changed your life around, but boy, have you left just a trail of mess behind. Just a trail. What I don't understand is why you kept sleeping with both of them, both your dad, his dad, and your husband, the dad's son. Why did you keep doing it for so long? You said you did it for years. And why were you doing it with no protection? Because you know when you do it with no protection, you can get pregnant or get a disease or something. I mean, that was just dumb. I don't think you should tell. I just don't. I mean...
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go,
Sherry. Come on in here.
I mean, no, there are times, you know, when this applies, and I just think there's one of them. I just think this is a secret you're going to have to take to your grave, because there's no way, if you do tell, you're not going to ruin their relationship. This is just because of your past behavior. This is just one of those burdens you have to carry, and you got to carry it to your grave, as far as I'm concerned. Steve?
First of all, sister, you've made a series of bad mistakes, and you just got to eat them. But now, this moment that you're having in this letter, I need to tell him, talking about your husband. I love my husband dearly, and I don't want to lose him. His love and support got me through the worst part of my life. I need to tell him about my affair with his dad, and I need him to get him to do a DNA test. My kids deserve to know who their dad is, right? But I don't want to ruin the relationship that my husband has with his dad. So how do I approach this? Please help. There's nothing to approach here. You've made a series of mistakes. Horrible mistakes. You're not the only one to blame here. This man's, your husband's father, has a world of responsibility to bear up under this. How could you do this to your son? That's a big issue too. How could you do this to your son? See, now here's the messed up part. You're the only one getting everything you want, young lady. You're the only one getting everything you want. You got your husband, you got your affair, you got your kids, you got all this. Now, you ain't saying you ain't had no troubles in your life, you have. But you've compounded them with some other decisions too. But now, and then the father-in-law, this man you have an affair with, he getting everything he want. He got grandkids, he got his son, he got his daughter-in-law, he got a chick on the side. He cool. That's trifling. So you and him have been the only ones getting exactly what you knew you were getting. Let's look at the lives who don't know what they was getting. Your kids don't know who they doggone daddy is. Not really. But then it's really not a question for them right now, because they're just assuming that's my daddy. If you take that from them, what have you done? This ain't the time to run your mouth. This is the one time Shirley done got this straight.
No, really, Steve,
you always recommend telling the truth.
No, I don't.
And
always.
Now you're saying live a lie, and this is when you have to live the lie.
Because she's destroying families if she does.
It's okay, Shirley. Yeah. You've always said you should tell the truth. It's okay. Yes, you have.
That's what you hear.
And now you changed it on this one.
Hey, guys, let's
you got to lie.
That's what you hear, though. You hear what you want to hear.
Guys?
No, that's what you say, Shirley. Shirley, this is my turn with the letter.
So don't bring my name. Keep my name out your mouth.
No, it's the strawberry letter. We'll be back.
Yes, we will. With part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter subject. Is he my kid's daddy or granddaddy?
Now, this is the strawberry letter. I've been asked by my co-host to keep her name out of my mouth when I'm doing my answer. And I'm finding that increasingly difficult to do. But let's just reiterate, this 21-year-old married woman, married to a high school sweetheart, got 6 kids. 10 years ago, she lost my parents in a bad accident. She started drinking and having sex with all kinds of men.
One time she went over to the house looking for a boyfriend. He wasn't there. She winded up having sex with his daddy. They've continued to have this affair, even though they've gotten married. She has always kept an affair going with her husband's father. Now she got six kids, and she don't know whose kids they are. So she wants to go have a DNA test. So she wants to stop drinking. She stopped drinking and decided to get her life together so she can be a better wife and a great mom. She said, but the first thing I need to do is figure out who is the daddy of each one of my kids. Is it my husband or is it his father? I love my husband dearly, and I don't want to lose him. You're about to.
Yeah.
His love and support got me through the worst part of my life, and this is how you repay him. I need to tell him about my affair with his dad, and I need him to go do a DNA test. You're going to go tell your husband about the affair you've been having with his daddy. Now, I just told you, you're going to ruin these kids' lives because these kids only know your husband as their dad, and they know grandpa as their grandfather. You're going to go in there and rearrange that, but you don't want to lose your husband. This is exactly how you lose your husband. You run in there, running your mouth with this information right here. The best thing you could do is stop seeing his old man, ask God for forgiveness, and go on and get your life together. If you do decide to go in there and tell, which would be the dumbest thing you can do, you're going to ruin the kids' lives. Your husband, his father-son relationship will be damaged, possibly beyond repair. Your life will suffer because you won't have this husband anymore. Then you won't have the affair you had it with. And I got something else you haven't thought of. Your relationship with your children could be damaged by this. Mm. Because when they get older and finally figure out what it is you did, that's going to be a tough one. Yeah. So you talking at this point doesn't make any sense to me at all. None. And once again, I'm going to say this, though. My co-host has gotten it right by telling you to stand down and shut your mouth, which goes against normally. See, I have
when
promoted.
You, when you I have are going promoted, to destroy
excuse me,
a
Shirley,
family.
I have promoted lying since we got on this show.
That's what
the
you do.
The biggest promoter of truth telling
that would be
has
me.
Been my co-host.
That would be me.
I have told her sometimes the reason men lie is because if we know the truth ain't going to go good, we will give you a lie instead.
This is one of those situations
where the truth ain't going to go good. There's no good can come out the
right.
truth.
Right. I agree.
Nothing. And finally, I got her to understand why lying is necessary.
Yeah, you can't. This she'll destroy everything and everyone.
This shouldn't have been written.
Yeah.
You don't want no kind of documentation.
Really?
Yeah. But she's feeling guilt. That's what she's feeling. All kinds of guilt since she's changed
she
her life around.
That.
Yeah, that's one thing she's going to have to do.
Major
she may need
lie in it.
Therapy after all, you know?
Yeah.
To deal with all of this because she's dealt with a lot.
When you do tell them, do the kids say granddaddy, daddy? Daddy, granddaddy, granddaddy, daddy. How they do that?
Look at him, Carl.
Granddaddy, daddy. That is a legitimate question.
I hate everyone on the show except you, Carla.
Granddaddy, daddy.
I hate him too. So, is your brother really your niece? Your nephew? Or your auntie? What do I call a kid? What the kids going through?
Granddaddy, daddy.
Granddaddy, daddy.
Well, he get them.
Well, if
them.
He ain't come. He about to get in it.
I was gonna say something reasonable.
Okay. Oh, please do. Okay.
Technically, the kids will always be brother and sister because they share the same mother.
Right.
Yeah.
So technically, they'll always be brother and sister. Now, if you get rid of the technicality of it,
here we go.
Uncle, we're going to have a damn problem.
Yeah.
Because somebody over there is going to have to be somebody, Uncle.
Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy.
Oh, my God. This is a mess.
One of them boys is going to be an uncle.
Family
and one of them girls going to be somebody aunt.
Yeah.
But all of them is their cousins.
Steve, see, you in it.
You find out your ass going to have to be the niece, though.
It don't take long to bring him in.
You know, know he has to get in. You know it. And be the ring leader.
Well.
He's not just
sitting
in
up
it.
In here. Roll call at the family reunion. Yes. Gonna have a lot of people standing up with the same damn title. And you can have multiple titles in this family.
Wow.
Will all the sons of Walter stand up, please? Now, will all the sons of Walter Jr. stand up?
It's the same people.
It's the same people. It's the same people. Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Now, let me ask y'all this here. Anybody that's Walter Sr.'s cousin stand up?
Same people.
Now, will the same people stand up for Walter Jr.?
This is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lord, this is a mess.
This is a hot mess.
Yeah.
It messes really the tree up on the t-shirt.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm mean?
Saying?
Yeah.
Well, our tree got axes in it. Now, Walter Jr. sent a message this year that he will not be attending the family reunion because he just can't deal with it.
Duh.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us at strawberry letter at my girl Shirley, or and you can join me this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Coming up in about 10 minutes, time to get serious. New York Governor Cuomo tweeted an open letter to President Trump to do something and protect our children against school gun violence. OMG.
God.
Right after this, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this past Friday, there was another school shooting in Santa Fe High School in Texas, which is about 30 miles outside of Houston. The gunman was a 17-year-old student. He used his father's shotgun and a 38 caliber revolver. He opened fire in a Texas high school classroom, killing at least 10 people. 8 students and 2 teachers, wounded several others. New York City Governor Andrew Cuomo took to Twitter demanding that President Trump do something, in all caps. Cuomo wrote an open letter calling on President Trump, the House of Representatives, and the Senate to take action. When is enough enough? Your first responsibility is to the people of this country, not the NRA. Do something. Many of the survivors and activists from Parkland, Florida, offered prayers and support to the students of Santa Fe High School, that whole community there. One of the outspoken activists, David Hogg, we remember him, he tweeted, "Get ready for 2 weeks of media coverage of politicians acting like they give a sugar honey iced tea, when in reality, they just want to boost their approval ratings before midterms." Also, Houston Texan star and hero to the Houston community, J.J. Watt, has offered to pay for the funeral for victims. And yesterday on CNN, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says that we need to arm teachers. That's what he said.
We need to get rid of the guns. Has Trump responded at all?
A thousand prayers.
No,
he goes with
he did say that. No, he's not going to.
Yeah.
See?
Teachers don't need guns. That's just some more guns.
Yes.
Yes.
Teachers don't need guns.
And taking them away from the classroom to learn how to use them, stuff like that. Yeah, no.
Teachers did not come into teaching to be armed guards.
No.
I'm sorry, man. When you sign up for that job and it come with that check, it don't include shootings. Mm-hmm. Man, nobody signs up for that. I don't understand why. We keep talking about every solution except the one. How do we get rid of so many guns? Mm.
Yeah.
What laws could we pass to prohibit the sale? What laws could we pass for possession of guns? Most people you find with guns is too damn late.
Yeah.
So that's the problem that we have. And it doesn't matter if it's an assault rifle, a handgun, or a shotgun.
Right. That's right.
We need gun laws, not assault rifle laws. We need gun laws, effective gun laws. No one has more gun violence in it as a nation than the United States.
That's right.
No one has more a larger prison population than the United States. No one. Now, something's wrong there.
Yep.
Something is horribly wrong there. No society, police department kills more black people
than in the United States.
Speak on it, man.
Something is wrong here. Something has to be addressed. Hello. And there's some real basic things that we have to address, like racism. Mm-hmm. Because Black Lives Matter also. Also. It's not that anybody's saying that Black Lives Matter more, because we already understand that's obviously not the case. So no one is saying when they said Black Lives Matter, they just failed to put also on it, or two. Just so we could say that all lives matter, we just want ours to matter like everybody else.
Yeah, and they know that, but, you know, since if we have to put two on there or, you know, something like that, then let's do it. But they
well,
know that.
Surely they don't know, because they are the professionals of spinning everything.
Mm-hmm.
They spin it. To make it what they need it to be. Colin Kaepernick is out of work today because they spun it on him.
Right.
The NFL players don't kneel anymore because they successfully spun it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These shootings in schools, they spin those shootings and killings so they can keep the money alive. Now the NRA, they church mouse quiet on this one because wasn't an assault rifle.
Right. Mm. It was a shotgun and a .38 caliber.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the NRA, they quiet on this one.
Yeah, he took the
We ain't even got to be on that.
Yeah.
The president has sent his condolences, but the president is expected to do more. But to expect more from this president, it takes a lot, because I don't know that he has more. I think that our president is who he is, and I think he's shown us who he is time and time again, and we keep expecting more. And it's not coming from him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have an understanding of what anybody feels like who may be oppressed on any level, whether it's sexual preference, whether it's having a choice to have a baby or not, whether it's ranks of poverty, whether it's trying to find a way of life in this country, crossing the border, whether it's Black people in this country trying to survive with this skin that we all have.
Right.
He has no understanding of what any of that is, because he comes from the world of white privileged men. All of his hires are white privileged men. He don't hire nothing else. They ain't been an African American considered for nothing up there, a Latino considered for nothing up there. He's hiring white men at an alarming rate, and he don't give a damn if they good white men or not. He just hiring white men. And then they just got to go. When you find out they ain't worth a damn, they got to go. His world has never encompassed Blacks, Latinos, or anybody else, or women.
Yeah.
The women in his life have been objects.
The female, there is the female, though, that CIA, she runs the CIA now.
This ain't nothing but a political move. Hmm. We're going to elect a woman to head of CIA. Well, after you paid off Stormy and had the Playboy bunny in your house, what
now,
you think finna come?
Now we going to do.
Yeah, how did, now, all the, don't nobody see this trick move right here? I do.
All right, we'll be
this
back.
This trick move.
With more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, folks, we're lined up in the streets of Windsor to see the history-making royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, and it appeared to be a lot of walking, a lot of walking at the ceremony and the reception. We saw celebrities walking, Serena Williams, Oprah, Idris Elba, David and Victoria Beckham, George and Amal Clooney. So, Jay,
I saw things different.
Yeah, how did you see
them,
Jay?
I saw things different.
What did you see?
I looked at all them people standing and walking and walking and standing and walking and standing. Uh-huh. And I just thought about one thing.
What?
Feets was hurting yesterday.
Yes. You better keep it
Feets,
100, baby.
Cobblestones ain't nice. I've been to London.
Elba.
Cobblestones ain't nice to feet. You go through something when your feet hurt.
Oh, walking on cobblestones.
Oh, my.
Uneven. Yeah.
And it's never both shoes that hurt your feet.
It's always one.
Just one.
It's always my right one. You know that? You're right. You're right about that. Left don't never give me no problem.
You can't even be nice when your feet hurt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that interrupts you being nice. Good day, my ass. I gotta go sit down.
I never understand it though when guys say their feet hurt.
Oh my God! Yeah,
you got them flat.
Yeah, no, but Shirley, sometimes when they bend right in that crease,
that little toe.
Pin on the shoe.
Oh
no, Shirley.
Uh huh.
Doing Family Feud season, which is in full swing right now.
Yeah.
My feet at the end of the day, I'll be done.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I stand up the whole time.
Oh, because you're standing, yeah. Mm. But you have on flats, though. It seems like they wouldn't bother you with flats.
They heels to me, Cheryl.
Yeah. Stilettos.
These are red bottoms.
Yeah. Right on that fourth show, you got on heels.
Bloody shoes, dude.
Bloody shoes.
Man.
You know, women do something that men never say.
What?
Men never say we breaking them in. We never say that. Uh-uh. But you have to break them in,
uh-huh.
But we never say we break them in. We never say we break them in.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You ever have a feet hurt so bad your head hurt?
Yeah. Hell, problem yeah. Down at the foot.
Yeah, down at the foot.
Yeah.
Let me tell you though, Jay.
Uh-huh.
You know when you done got to the end of shoes,
uh-huh.
When you get that shoe, that curve at the bottom.
Yes.
What's the name of that shoe that older men wear? You know, it's curved.
Stacy Adams?
No.
What?
From a curve up?
It curves up and back.
Elf shoes? That's what it sounds like to me. Elf
you don't know the shoes?
Whoa. Yeah. Did you say elf shoes?
Yeah.
Girl, you better not let me pass this up.
Okay, I was waiting.
You know what, Tommy? You kind of walk right into that
yeah,
one.
What
did.
Shoe you got that ain't nobody heard of that being up at the front?
I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to pull it up.
Does it have a bell on it?
You got to pull it up. We done seen them.
It's not no elf shoe.
About it. Yes, that's what it is.
People elf shoes.
Does it have a little bell on it at the toe?
And what he wear when he at the house?
Nah, Jay.
Not doing this with y'all.
Tommy come outside and try to make y'all think he's something else. But at the house?
At the chateau.
Yeah, at the chateau, that's what he wear around.
Because they're normally green. Are they green?
No.
Well, if it ain't elf shoes, are we talking? If they're not elf shoes, you talking about gnome shoes? These gnomes? The Travelocity gnome shoe.
Yeah, the Travelocity gnome.
And you know that's what he padded his whole travel after. All his tickets come off of that.
Steve, this is true moments.
Man, I'm telling y'all, we done come across something.
I didn't know.
Oh, so
Tommy, what shoe?
Rockport. That's
Rockport
what it
shoe.
Is.
Rockport shoe.
No.
They made the elf shoe?
No.
Jay.
So confused.
Jay.
Yes, Steve, whatever.
That ain't no Rockport. It don't go to the front and then go to the back.
Yeah, it's curved. The whole sole is.
Like earth shoe?
You
like
talking about
earth
orthopedic shoe?
Does it have Velcro on it?
Tommy.
When you get older, Tommy. You want Velcro because you don't want to tie
You hear your uncle calling you.
Yes.
Now what you're describing, you don't want out.
What is it? Tell us. He don't want it out. What is it?
Them is elevator shoes. That's why half your heel be down in the shoe and the rest of it be out.
That's it.
It's got a lift on the inside of the heel.
Man.
Keep the remote
That's
in your pocket.
Right there. That's it right there.
Yeah, them the ones you be wearing on stage?
I don't have. Shut up, boy.
I knew you looked tall up there for some reason. I ain't
nothing
know.
Nothing sexy about that shoe. Nothing.
At all. Nothing sexy about that shoe. I don't care what color it come in.
Up in the center till you stay.
Okay, is it just me? When he said curved at the top.
Hello. That's what he wear at the house. I don't know how y'all missing this right here.
I see it.
Now, he trying to send us a picture of a rock pole.
Wait a minute.
But what did he describe was his favorite shoe.
Same shoe the Keebler elves wear?
Tommy make cookies in these shoes.
Because you know he loves to cook, Steve.
Love to cook.
I'm Team Tommy, but Tommy, not only did you walk into it, you set it up, man.
Yeah, he walked into it with his little elf shoe.
Did not say nothing about no doggo
you
elf
said
shoe.
Said curve at the front, and we just figured that's an elf shoe. That's the only shoe I've
seen.
Because Tommy J was talking about feet hurting. He was talking about the royal wedding. Yeah. You went to
the elf shoe, man.
I turned it. I understand.
You walk right in there, you mad because we saying something about the shoes. You
you ain't at
y'all time. Know what shoe up to. I'm about now.
Okay, well, we could turn it back. Things yeah. that go you go through when your feet hurt. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, all right. So you got on your tight elf shoes, all right? And they're killing you, right?
Come on, Team Tommy.
The president, the president. Of Team Tommy.
And you're fired.
Can I ask you something, though, man?
Go ahead, Steve.
Has your feet ever hurt so bad that it made you constipated?
God, yeah. God. It get all the way up there?
Yeah, man.
Where's no. Oh, how about this one?
Wait, you're let like, that man name for just
nah,
a
really,
second.
You need to understand that. Yeah. When your feet hurt so damn bad that
fiber.
It run all up the back of your thighs and it locks your butt.
Yeah. You need prune juice.
No, nah, ain't fiber. Nothing going. You is locked, man.
That feet hurt.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, you guys. Turn your phones off at night or you could be depressed.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. Uh-huh. I got mine on silent. Mine got
it's
cold
close
on
to me, though. It's yeah. real close oh, to
turn
me.
It off. Turn it off.
Velcro on my arm. What you talking
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Turn your phones off, guys, at 10 p.m. All right, everybody hear me, Steve? Turn your phones off.
Me,
huh? Yeah, at 10 p.m.
I'm trying to sleep at that time. Yeah, okay.
This is because a new study has found that using your phone after 10 at night can cause depression and it can cause loneliness. Okay?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Nah, not my phone.
Not mine.
My
that's
phone
off.
That's when they know I'm off. Man. Dad, W-Y-D.
What you doing?
What you doing?
Researchers say that people who constantly check their social media throughout the night are more likely to be anxious and depressed. Okay. Basically, constantly looking at your phone during the night messes with your sleep. And poor sleep, of course, leads to a lousy mood. So turn off your phone, Tommy, and get some sleep. Yeah. Okay. This is for you.
That might have been Fat Junior, but Skinny Junior, no doubt. My phone hot at 10.
Skinny Junior got his phone on.
What you doing?
You sleep?
He's taking selfies, though, of himself.
I'm making phone calls at 10.
Wow.
I just checked my phone to see if we're still here. If nothing's been blown up or anything. Right. You know, so, yeah, you might. It might be right. It could be depressing.
Oh, so Steve, for information.
Yeah, for information. Right.
I text.
See, why don't you turn your phone off?
I'm late night text.
No, I can't turn my phone off. My wife travels. I got kids out of state.
Oh, okay.
Out the city. My kids travel. I can't turn my
you
phone
You can't
off.
Afford to, yeah.
Because Marjorie's not answering her phone at all.
Oh, she doesn't answer her phone?
Oh, hell no. It could be downstairs. Man, my wife's phone could be anywhere. She just walk off and leave it.
Oh, okay.
No, I got to. The kids know. Like, they didn't have their cars break down in the middle of the night. They didn't call their mom, call their mom. Then they know they didn't call their daddy. Daddy got their phone on. I can't turn my phone on.
Because anytime you get a phone call from your kids at night, it involves money.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, anything after 9 o'clock is money.
It doesn't have to be at night.
If I get a text from my kids, it's going to be about money.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about at night. No. It could be any time of the day.
W-Y-D.
Yeah.
No, that's how it starts off.
The hell
off?
You think I'm doing?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't respond because I know what that means. That's a lead in.
It usually starts off, you know I don't bother you much.
Oh, no, I've never had that.
Yeah, I get that one a lot.
No, I've never.
You know I don't bother you much, and I don't ask for much. Here it comes.
I know you busy.
But don't much add up, though.
What do you get? What are some of the calls you get, Steve, from your kids?
The biggest texters is Lori and Winton.
Mm-hmm.
They text the more babies. Than anybody. You know, I very rarely get a text from my oldest son or Jason.
What do they say?
First is W-Y-D.
Mm-hmm. What you doing?
Now, why are you texting me that? Because I'm working.
Yeah.
How's your day?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, what do you want? Dad, don't be so blunt. I'm having a conversation with you. No, you're not. You're texting me. Mm-hmm. This is not a conversation.
To them it is, though, Steve. To kids, they love to text. That is how they communicate.
I wish I could read this to you. I wonder if I could do this without her being stupid.
Lori? No.
Probably
she's
not.
21. Don't do it.
Yeah. Upset.
I've gotten this so much. Why are you telling my business?
It's the theory, Steve.
Really?
We
I
have
get that
it
all the time.
If you can take money from the joke, you can be the joke.
Uh-huh. Hello.
If I can get my family to understand me.
Your family's so funny.
Man.
Your
we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The history-making royal wedding was...
What?
Yeah, it was Saturday. Prince Harry married Meghan Markle, and now they are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Sussex, England, I guess. There was no shortage of special moments from the A-listers in attendance. There was George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, Serena Williams, Elton Victoria, John. And
okay,
David
can
Beckham.
Can I say this to
yes.
you?
Yes.
What?
Did you see
Come on.
The outfit and earrings Oprah Winfrey had on?
No.
Yes.
Shut your damn mouth. The first thing Marjorie said was, wait a minute. Hold up. Will you look at her damn earrings, Steve? And I'm sitting there going, what are you showing me open right. earrings
for? Uh-huh. Those
she
diamonds.
Said, look at her earrings. Mm-hmm. Shut it down, Oprah. Shut it down.
Come on, Marjorie.
Yeah, she had a Stella McCartney dress, designed her dress.
Yeah.
Oprah had one dress. It was... beige, but it came out too white, so she didn't want to wear that because you don't wear white to weddings.
White.
So Stella McCartney made her a dress in like a couple of days, and that's what she wore to the
wedding.
But
Steve, you didn't see it?
That they if you'd seen
no, it. I didn't see it. Though.
You need to Google the prince's jacket. Steve,
that
jacket
cold.
Was
oh,
cold.
That was cold.
It was so fly.
Homeboy had
I saw his jacket.
Oh, so my fly.
God. You talking about with the cut ruffles
yeah,
on the outside?
Yeah, man.
Straight him.
He was so fly.
I'm talking about straight. He was so black.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
When he walked up the stair to the chapel, everything, you would think it was a brother.
Yeah. You know what? And more people.
He had swag, didn't he?
More people watch the wedding that will admit to watching the wedding.
Yeah, especially guys.
Oh, no, I watched.
Usually
I watched
guys it. Don't admit
yeah,
it,
I
but
admit it, I
this one was fun.
Oh, I see Oprah now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I watched
it. It was great, man.
The hat is fly.
The hat is
yeah.
fly.
You know.
Yeah, she looked beautiful.
Yeah. She had the hat since 2005, but she just refurbished
then,
some new feathers on it and stuff. Yeah.
Everybody was so clean. Uh-huh. Boy.
And you know who else was there? Idris Elba and his fiance. Yes. Looking so dapper. Looking so dapper. Yeah.
Sabrina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sabrina. Yeah. But it was great. I mean, it really was.
So here's
I was absolutely stunned they didn't ask me to come.
Do you know Meghan Markle?
You don't know them.
Have you ever watched an episode of Suits?
Mm-mm. Hey, there you go.
There you go, right there, Steve.
Do you know the Queen? Do you know Prince Harry?
Nah.
Prince William.
But you still surprised?
But this is stunning.
Stunned.
Prince Charles?
Yeah. But never met him.
But the Queen?
William? You know the Queen?
Prince Philip. Maybe Prince Philip.
I don't know nobody live in London.
Prince Charles.
You gotta get you some princes, dog.
But you're still stunned.
Appalled.
The fresh actually. Prince of Bel Air.
I wasn't invited. I be damned.
What would you have worn, Steve? Let's
Ooh,
just.
Me and the prince would have been battling.
He's the groom.
I don't care. How to find out what he was wearing and wore that plus that with gold sleeves.
That jacket is fly.
That jacket
yes,
is fly.
Is.
Man.
Yeah, man,
you're going to see that jacket at the swap meet Tuesday. Watch. They're going to knock that jacket off so quick, man.
But it was a great,
it was
such
nice.
A beautiful
nice.
Ceremony.
And you
it was
know,
so
I normally
touching.
Don't like weddings, but I watched.
All right, we'll be back with Steve Harvey's closing remarks. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We'll be back at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. Steve, take us home with some enlightenment and some closing remarks.
You know, one of the things I think is important for people to keep their mind on and always be conscious of, I've especially tried to embed this in my children. But like all of us, my children are no different from your children. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they'll hear it later, but it'll register eventually. But I wish somebody had given it to me early and helped me really, really understand the importance of this right here. The things that you do today and every day will determine your future. The things that you do today and every day will determine your future. The mistake I was making as a young man was I didn't understand how to lay all the groundwork I needed to lay in order to become successful. I just didn't. You know, I flunked out of school. I didn't understand how to set goals and dreams. I didn't know anything about writing my visions down. I did not know fully, nor did I really comprehend how the things that I was doing on a daily basis back then would affect my future. I just didn't see it. I guess one of the reasons I didn't see it was because, like so many of you and myself, we didn't see what our life had to do with 15, 20 years from now. It's sort of funny because you haven't gotten to the 15, 20 year mark. You don't know anything about really setting goals that high, all of this here. And I just didn't at the time, that I didn't make enough preparation. I did not lay enough foundation to be as successful as I could have been earlier. So what I try to impart upon people is to remember this now, that the things you do today and every day will determine your future. All these frivolous days you keep having, these things that you think it won't matter, I'm just young. Look, I'm young, what you want. You know, if you keep using youth as your excuse, that'll be your excuse when you get old. I was young back then. I didn't know no better. Well, at one point in time, you got to stop being young and you got to start knowing better, because that excuse is only going to be good for you. If you want to explain your failure as a person, then all you got to do is just keep on talking like that. Because I got that you didn't know then, but you know now. But what I'm trying to get more people to do is to know now what you'll be talking about later on. If I only knew then what I know now. Well, I'm trying to get you to start thinking about it now. Because everything you do, the things you do today and every day, will determine your future, because your future's coming. And I often say it, man, we just spend too much time wasting time on frivolous things. What does happy hour do? It's just a celebration for being off work. It don't put you in line to accomplish much or nothing. How many business network things you done went to at a bar that was really business networking? Really? There was a bunch of people standing around in the same predicament you in, wanting to accomplish the same things you want to accomplish, but needing somebody to get it done, but y'all all in there needing something. Man, I can't tell you how many times I've wasted moments of my youth pursuing something that had no value to it. Looking back on it, if I had really understood that the things you do today and every day would determine your future, I'd have been a little bit more serious about my day to day. But I wasn't. I just wasn't. And I paid for that. And it cost me in my 30s. Oh, my God, man. My 30s was miserable. Man, my 30s was... I was in a pain, man. I was in a pain. But I bought it all on myself. So I spent all of my 30s fixing what I should have been doing in my 20s. And I spent all of my 40s getting it together the way that I should have been doing in my 30s. I looked up one day and I was 50. And I said, man, I got to get it together for real. And that's how it happens. So just remember this, you all. All the things that you're doing today and every day, it will determine your future. And know this, the future is coming. It may very well get here. All right, keep that in mind. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it, baby. Drop it.
Drop the mic, Steve.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
There it is.
You might go to a raw wedding pretty soon, boy.
Yeah, I dropped it the first time. I threw it down the second time.
That's what it sounded like. Thank you, Steve, for that.
Good job, man.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Well, let me say this. We will, because it's going to be Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
You good with that one.
Man, I really got to think of what I'm going to do, because You're not going to believe this.
What?
What's that?
Now that we've gone now full-time Family Feud, the talk show season is over.
Yeah.
Except just, this is the only one. Then I got to work a few Saturdays. But I got a weekend off.
What?
Baby bags, boy. Get you some
baby bags. I want y'all
bags.
To think of what I can do this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Active. Not just barbecuing, but get active.
Okay.
Oh, I got it for you.
Roll with me and Tommy. Yeah. Roll with him.
Yeah. We'll let you know tomorrow what you can do.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.